Yes.
Since a follow-up from yesterday, if it's too long of an answer, then
okay.
Feel free not to answer.
Yeah.
But that's not Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering if, how does that make sense from a biological standpoint? Because
the Ramban was bothered by the same problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Not one that we posted.
Not yet.
Okay.
But, can't do everything in one day. that's why the Ramban doesn't hold the Vesta Chodesh as well.
Oh.
At least in the Chidushim. In the Halachos, it sounds like maybe he does. But,
okay.
But we'll if we don't get to that today, the next time.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what the Ramban is bothered by. That's Machlokas Zerah and the Rashba. How do we Cheshbin the Vesta Chodesh anyway? LP Molid or LP the Kiddush Baskin. But yeah, that's a Yerushalmi bothered by that problem. Because of that sheet of the Ramban ends up with variant understandings of some of the sugyas that are, you know, not accepted lalacha, but are interested in terms of how we understood Gemaras. What we'll try to do, you can either learn Vestos topically or just follow the Simon al Seder, go al Seder Simon. So I think we're just going to try to go al Seder Simon, which is not necessarily the most logical way. Just topically, but we'll hopefully encounter the significant points as we go. Okay. Just this kind of, we did talk yesterday about Oda Benenis. Oda Benenis is a category of Bifnei Atzmo. It's not a class of Vest, it's kind of a default. So today we're going to talk about some of the more classic Vestas and calculations thereof. But just as by way of introduction, the Ramban has a comment in his Halacha, Perek Vav Halacha Dal. The Ramban writes, Tzrichos benos Yisrael lihizar v'chushei ha-Vestas v'dineyan. The Jewish women need to be careful about the sensations, the experiences of Vestas and the Halachos. Ein lecha davar shetzarech talmud v'dinei hazav v'bizman hazeh k'chashash ha-vestas. Nothing requires as much analysis or precision or care in Hilchos Nida nowadays as calculating vestos and the proper reaction to and dealing with vestos. And there's a famous comment of the Chachma Sadam that is put in big flashing lights and all the kisser svarim. Writes, a person wants to properly observe the kuf pedalot halachos of prisha samach levest. Yizar lift of tamid yom avest. You should be careful to write down to have a written record of the yom avest. Thus yuchal lachshov yemei vesto kitikuno, and then you can calculate the vestos properly. Kach kivalti mirabosai, that's my mesorah, writes the Chachma Sadam. The kach yisino et kol yamai, and that's what I did. Velo ino li kol avon, baruch Hashem hamekadei shamo. So the Chachma Sadam writes that if you're careful to have a proper record keeping of Vestos, you write it down in your ledger, then you should be in a good position, and if you do that, he says, you're not going to come a lidei mikshel. So that is the recommendation. Thinking now, many of the different types of vestas are not always so lemaisa, but for those vestas that are lemaisa, that's the recommendation to keep calculations and not rely on your memory. Definitely, if you're looking at the possibility of whether there's going to be any Veskavu at any point based on any pattern, so you, if you have a written record, it's easier to make such calculations. Do people use any of those online or computer
the
programs
apps.
These days?
Yeah.
The
apps.
Yeah, they have. People use them?
One time I got synced with my mom, so I ended up on my phone.
Okay.
That was the least that would happen.
I guess share some privacy precautions in place. Fine. So let's try to move on to the sim. So this base, we have our first introduction to a Vest Haflaga. The Mechaber writes, Ketza Kovaso, Kegon Shetira Dalet Pa'amim Ubeneyem Gimel Zmanim Shavim. So if there are four Re'eos, and the four Re'eos are at three even intervals, Kegon Sherasa Hayom, Lulasof kaf yom hamakaras. Lulasof kaf yom v'olasof kaf yom. Zanikra ves haflagos. So the vest haflaga is that you see at regular intervals, and a vest haflaga kavua, means that you have four re'ios at three even intervals. Why do you need four re'ios? Normally, we should assume that three is enough to establish a chazak or a kvias. When we're establishing a flaga, we're establishing a pattern. So there's no pattern to be spoken of if you're looking at the first re'ia. You need two re'ias in order to establish some kind of a pattern. So this is the position.
Like
I'm sorry?
So it's like a flaga from childbirth.
What do you mean? I mean, are you like this?
Yeah, you like this.
Right.
There's some point from which it's muflug from. That would... No.
No, what? What case? Okay. So that this is a reflective position of Rav Yishon, the Ramban, which we're not going to talk about now, but related to the Ramban that denies Vesta Chodesh and has a different understanding of the Sugandas Samut Dalid, the Ramban also holds over here that all you need are two haflagas and three re'ios. So we'll come back to that when we talk about the Ramban in his own context. But that's not accepted halacha. That's a minority position we've shown him. And we assume, as it says here in Shulchan Aruch, that to create a kvias for a vest haflaga, you have to have four re'ios at three intervals. Now, how do you cheshbin the re'ia of record in establishing a haflaga? So we assume lalacha that we look at the initial re'ia, that if a re'ia continues for multiple onos or multiple days, a woman sees dan beginning on Aleph of the month and then sees into Beis Gimel Dalid, the day or the ona of record for purposes of haflagos is Yom Aleph, even if the re'ia continues subsequent to that initial day. And that's the simple reading of the Lashon of the Mechaber here. There is a position of the Alter Rebbe, which I believe Lubavitchers follow. So does your Vest app have an option for...
I believe so.
Lubavitchers? So you can see, you can play around with it. But according to the Alter Rebbe, Simen Kuf Pedalis Sifkatan Kuf Beis, Yuchezbin from the end of the Re'ia until the beginning of the subsequent Re'ia. So if a woman, by our calculation, if a woman sees on Aleph and then sees on Kaf Aleph, that's considered to be a 20-day haflaga from day Aleph to Beis, Beis to Gimel, etc., up to Kaf Aleph. But according to the Alter Rebbe, if she saw an Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalid, Hey, then the haflaga is calculated from Hey to Kaf Aleph as opposed to from Aleph to Kaf Aleph. And he bases this on the Lashon L'Tshuvas Maharil and a few other Rishonim. Lashon L'Tshuvas Maharil, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, he's just been citing Maharil, but it sounds like what he's referring to is the following. Maharil is a line, Achein im yesh la ona kiderech nashim, if a woman has a normal ona, afilu ein vesta kavua, kago shepichsa ohosira Gimel Yamim O Dalid O Shavua O Pachos O Yoser. Now a woman doesn't have a Vest Kavua, but she sees 3 or 4 days in this direction or that direction, 3 days less than she did last time, 3 days more, a week less, a week more. Rashi Yehela Ona Kavua Sheregila Lahamtin Lakola Pachos Misof Re'ia Atchilas Re'ia Kaf Mekafyam. That if she has a Ona Kavua where she normally sees Misof Re'ia Atchilas Re'ia, so that is the Haflaga of record. So that lashon of regila hamta b'chol pachas misof riya at kilos riya, the Alter Rebbe seems to have understood, is that position that when you calculate haflagas, you don't calculate based on the beginning of the riya, you calculate based on the end of the riya. Why that should make sense biologically, I'm not sure. Meaning, if the point of haflaga is to be predictive of when she's expected to see dam. So why that should depend on the end of the previous Ri, I'm not sure. But that's what the Alter Rebbe seems to have understood, the Kavana of the Maril to be. And that's his position, and I believe that in practice is adopted by Lubavitchers. I don't know if they're Machmir in both directions, but that's the position of the Alter Rebbe. Now, when it comes to Avos HaKodesh, if you look in Se'if Yud Gimel, just to jump, it's clear in Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to Avos HaKodesh, in order to be Koveya Avos HaKodesh, all the Re'iyos have to be in the same Ona. So if a woman sees an Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Tishrei, Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan, but she sees Aleph Nisan in the morning Ona, Aleph Iyar in the nighttime Ona, and Aleph Sivan in the daytime Ona again, that doesn't create a Avos Kavua. So even though she's seen the same day for 3 months in a row, the same day of the month, but if it's not in the same Ona, that doesn't create a Avos Kavua. So that's Mefurish there in Se'if Yud Gimel. When it comes to Haflaga, it's not Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, but the presumption is that the same standard would apply, that if you're calculating a haflaga, in order to have a kvias for a haflaga, it has to be in the same ona. So if you have re'iyas at 20-day intervals, but on the first instance, the re'iyas during the daytime ona, the second instance, the re'iyas in the nighttime ona, the next instance, the re'iyas in either one, but you haven't established a kvias for that haflaga because the re'iyah is not during the same ona. So even though calendarically they're at 20-day intervals, but if it's on the same ona, that doesn't create a vast haflaga kavua. That's what poskim assume. Again, it's not befeirish in Shulchan Aruch the way it's befeirish by a vast hachodesh, but that's what we assume when it comes to haflagas. There's another interesting Shita Nachronim that is generally not Mekubal, which the Nodav Yehuda talks about and seems to have some a favorable impression of. The Nodav Yehuda is Tinyana Yaredeya Pei Gemo, and Pesachei Teshuvah quotes it in Sivkat and Tes. Again, Tinyana Yaredeya Pei Gemo, Pesachei Teshuvah quotes it in Sivkat and Tes. The Nodav Yehuda ascribes this position to a servant of Reb David Tebel. He addresses the Shuvah to this Reb David Tebli, Av Bezdin of London. So I don't know who the Av Bezdin of London was in the 1700s. Right, Cromwell only brought the Jews back in the 1650s. Something like that. So I don't know what was going on in London in the time of the Nodav Yehuda, but this Rav David Tebel, the Nodav Yehuda seemed to have thought highly of. So you're probably able to Google it by the time I finish quoting it. So he says, responding to what the Shaul had written to him, "Vinei hadavar chadash asher himsi v'dinei vestos, ani poseach be'oshri." Or Ashrei Utehila LeDavid Alzeh. That seems like a pretty big compliment. Ki Svari Yishar Nechona Meod Bitzad Asechal V'Timhani Shakola Kadmonim Lo Dibru Mizeh Umakom Hinichula. That David Tebel is Mechadu something Hilchos Vestos, and no one ever thought it before. No one ever said before. And Makom Hinichula is Gadol. The Anam Medina Achki Svari Nechona Lo Uchal Hachle Das Kamasi Alav. Because no one ever said it before. So it makes a lot of sense, Nodav Yehuda says, but Nodav Yehuda is reluctant to endorse it because of the lack of any precedent in the literature. What is this position? So let's see, I guess, to follow on the Pesachei Teshuvah. The after B'Shulchan Aruch, Kasav Din Zeh, Berasa Gimel Rosh Chodesh. So the Piskei Teshuva here is going on the din of Vesta Chodesh in Sif Yud Gimel, that you only convey a Vesta Chodesh if you see on the same calendrical day, the same day of the month, 3 months in a row. Huadin bevest, and it has to be at in the same ona. Huadin bevest haflaga de eno vest kavua afshehu begimel haflagos shavim and einam shavim beonas yom olayla. Okay, so that's what we just said, that a vest haflaga also, in order to be kavei, has to be in the same ona savest, the same day or night period. Vimkein hadi isa b'shas neposkim de isha kavas vest haflagos yamim shavim. Who gam came by flagas onos shavit. Umeata. Yesh bo das lishal. Ma yadin a vest, bitchilas vest aflaga, kodem shakavasa gimel pa'amin. So what's the din about the vest aflaga before your kaveyat? Lilian vest a chodesh. Mivur vishokanar of the chosheshes lachrona, emaisa shnia balaila. So as far as the Vesta Chodesh Eino Kavua, if, let's say, you saw Aleph Tishrei Balayla, so then as a Vesta Eino Kavua, you have to be Chodesh Aleph Ir Balayla. Okay. Amnam, the Vesta Flaga, Derech Moshe. Vesta Flaga Derech Moshe. Imrasa Biyom Aleph. V'achar Kach L'sof Dala Shavuos Rasa Bilel Aleph. So let's say you see on Aleph Nisan in the daytime. And then you see on Kaf Ches Nisan in the nighttime. So now you have a single Haflaga that's Eino Kavua. So what are you choshish for the next month? Nira de Eino Tzarech Lachosh L'sof Ches Shavuos Bilel Aleph. His case is, so you saw on the first Ri'ah was Aleph Bayom. And the second Ri'ah was Lamed Balayla. Meaning, let's say Aleph Nisan was on a Sunday. Then the next Ri'ah was four Sunday night, or three Sunday nights later, the fourth Sunday night in Nisan, which is already the night of Lamed. Okay? So it was a Haflaga of 4 weeks, but the first Ri'ah was Bayom, and the second Ri'ah was Balayla. So, the near the Eino Tzarech Lachosh L'sof Ches Shavuos Bilel Aleph. So, 4 weeks later, you don't have to be Choshesh Bilel Aleph. After B'Haflagas Yamim Hu Shaveh, even though there was the same 4 week interval. Ach b'vestos eimash ichen rak b'onos. When it comes to vestos, we only look at the ona. V'ri'ah shniyah mufleges v'rishona shisha v'chamishim onos. V'yemkei l'sof shmona shavuos tzricha lachosh b'yom ha-shabbos. So his cheshbon is the following. That when it comes to establishing a haflaga, we calculate the haflaga based on the number of onos, not based on the day. So the Psak HaMekubal that David Tevel is arguing against, which everyone seems to have held until him, and for all intents and purposes we hold after him as well, is that if you have a, let's say, the example of Shulchan Aruch, a 20-day haflaga. So the 20-day afloga is calculated based on the calendrical day that you have the re'iyah in. So if the re'iyos are in the same ona on that interval day, then you're koveya. If it's not in the same ona on that interval day, you're not koveya. But then you have hafloga she'ena kfuah. But Daba Tevel says that you just calculate based on onos. So instead of looking at it as a 20-day interval, you look at it as a 39 or 40 or 41 ona interval. But in order to create a hafloga that's kavua, or even if you're choshesh for hafloga she'ena kavua, you're looking at the interval of onos, you're not looking at the interval of days. So sometimes it'll end up being the same, and sometimes it'll end up being a different cheshbon based on which ona you experience the re'iyah during. Does that make sense? So those of you who think that in Svara, that makes a lot of sense. But he's unwilling to endorse it, l'maisa. I'm sorry?
Cromwell never officially let the Jews in.
Yeah, okay. You look the other way. How did he end up in London? That doesn't say?
No,
doesn't say that he was in London?
His name was Rabbi David Fidel Schiff.
Okay.
He was chief rabbi of Akron, rabbi of the Great Synagogue in London. Talmud of
Pnei Yeshua
says he was a temporary
Nasan Adler.
That's all
it
says.
Nasan Adler spent time in London?
I don't know.
Where was he before London? Oh, the Talmud of Pnei Yeshua was in Frankfurt, so he would have been his rabbi in Frankfurt. Okay.
And I guess he must have had some connection to Prague, Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Bibuda, if they were both in Prague, right?
Right.
So that's...
Interesting. He passed away in 1795. Interesting.
1791.
The Pincus of the London Besdin, I think, dates back to 1805. Someone had a fascinating study of the London Besdin Pincus from like 1805 to 1855, I think. They didn't do Gairus in London then because it was illegal, as it was in most of Europe until well into the 19th century. But apparently they discovered in the Pincus there were two prototypes of Gairus that they did in London during those years. One of them is if the father was Jewish, even if the mother wasn't Jewish, so Alpina Dina de Malchusa, they're comfortable saying the person's Jewish, and therefore would be a violation of Dina de Malchusa to be Megayer them. And if they had someone that they felt needed a Gairus, they would send them to Amsterdam where Gairus was legal. The Amsterdam Besdin would do the Gairus. They come back to London. The London Besdin wasn't prepared to accept the Amsterdam Gairus, so they would do another Gairus L'chumra. But as far as Dina de Malchusa is concerned, they held the person to already be Jewish in Dina de Malchusa, so they were comfortable doing another Gairus and not violating Dina de Malchusa. But that looks like it postdated the Reb David Tevel by about 14 years. So I don't know if there's any existing record of the London Besdin from his time. Okay. L'maisa, we don't assume like Rav David Tevel, and that's the Chazon Ish writes, Simen Pei Hei, Osn Nun Tes, and on. Simen Pei Hei is Osn Nun Tes, and we assume that we calculate haflogos based on the interval of calendar days, not based on onos. Now, the reason that the Noda B'Yehuda is partial to Rav David Tevel Svara is that if you're predicting patterns, you're looking to predict the likelihood of a re'iyah, so the more you're mitzamsem, then the more predictive that pattern would be. So especially if in general we give certain credence to an ona as being significant. So you should be mesamsein the pattern of haflaga to the onos, not to the not to the day. Rabbi Forrest points out that that still you have to draw the line somewhere, meaning that you could be mesamsein it. If that's your argument, you should be mesamsein it down to the hour, and then only only because they have asked haflaga if it's exactly that number of hours apart. So you have to draw the line somewhere. So apparently, you see that haflaga is not dependent on the exact calculation. And you have to draw the line somewhere, and the simple understanding of the relevant Gemaras and the way of Kodesh HaParuch is that we cheshbon based on days, not based on onus.
Is it the opposite direction?
Should it be Kodesh LaChumra, or a wider range? You're asking why wouldn't you be Kodesh LaChumra?
I mean, why is it better to be Kodesh LaChumra? That just limits the range. It could be based on onos, but it could also be based on
dates.
I know, but we don't know which one.
No, and he thinks that it's more likely based on onos because we always, if you don't assume like the Yor Zeruah in Hilchos Prisha and all the other applications of Vestos, we focus on onos, so that would be the reasonable window of record.
It's not the pattern anymore. Then it is tightening the window of how it had to be established.
Right.
But that's just that's just choosing to not be foolish for another possibility. Because we don't know exactly what the technology is.
Right. Okay. He seems to think that you don't have to be choshish beyond that. Again, sometimes it'll end up being the same cheshbon, sometimes it'll end up being a different cheshbon. In theory, you could be choshish l'chumra about directions, but that's not what poskim say. Okay. So Sif Gimel, we have a reference to a vest l'shos. What is a vest l'shos? The Bechaber writes, in kav a vest l'shos, below liyamim, ein of hasheshes el shaita bilvad, the vest is a, v'nekar b'sha'achas afilu below b'dika. So, before defining what a vest l'shos is, that's the machlokas tanayim in the Mishnah Tzamek Gimel and Beis, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. Is there a vest l'shos? Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yamim v'shos vestos. That yamim v'shos can establish vestos. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, yamim v'shos vestos. Haisel muda lios roam yom esr liom esrim. Umi sheshos v'sheshos. If a woman has a kviyas to see at a 20-day interval at 6 hours, higia yom esen v'lo rasa asur l'shamish kol sheshos rishonos de Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi matir ad sheshos v'choshesh b'sheshos av sheshos v'lo rasa asur l'shamish kol yom kula. Period. So whatever this vest shows is, Rabbi Yossi says you're only choshesh during the shas of vest, the actual hour of the vest, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're choshesh for the entire onus of vest, irrespective of that hour. So the line of the Mechaber here, in kava vest l'shos v'lo l'yamim eina choshesh es El Shaita Bilvad. That's based on the Ravid in the beginning of Shar Vestos Os Yud. The Ravid writes, "In Kava Vest L'Shos L'Kav L'Yamim, Ena Choshesh El L'Shaita Bilvad." If a woman is only Kavei L'Shos but not L'Yamim, she's only Choshesh L'Shaita Bilvad. The Akan lo palag of Yehuda alay the Rav Yossi ala belamuda liyamin. The Rav says the machlokas of Yehuda Rav Yossi is where you have a hybrid. You have a vest established based on yamin, and within the yamin there's also shos. So there we pass in like Rav Yehuda that rechoshes for the entire odus of vest. But if you have a vest l'shos alone, so then Evan agrees that you're choshesh l'shos. What's the case that the Rai was talking about? What's this vest l'shos? So the Baal Mor seems to have understood that the Raivid is presenting a phenomenal chumrah. That if a woman has a kvias for seeing during a certain hour, so then she's always a sewer during that hour and any day. Meaning, if a woman always sees dam at 10 o'clock at night, whenever it is that she sees dam, be it at whatever interval, even if there's no other vest kavua, so she has no other vest kavua to speak of. But she always sees dam, whenever she does see dam, it's at 10 p.m. So she becomes a surah every day of the year at 10 p.m.
Would she not have some sort of trim possession sort of vest also? Like,
in what sense?
How would she not also, like, not see blood, like, the day after?
So that's part of... That's part of the Baal Mor's objection. In theory, maybe you could carve out, if that's what the Raivid means, and we'll see that's far from simple that that's what the Raivid means, if that is what he meant, so maybe you could still have some carvings. But the Baal Mor's Hatsaga is, what's the Raivid talking about? Im Ratzalomar Sha'isha Kovas Vest Bishos Shalobiyamim. So if the Raivid is saying that you could have a Kvias Vest just with hours, irrespective of days, the Tema of Shalom Atzinu Kviya Shos Kolo Yamin B'Kolti Rebbe Seder. There's no evidence for such a vest anywhere. Vim Kain Harei Isha Zos Asura Kol Yamin B'Seshah. And if that's the case, then the woman's going to be Asura every day of her life at that hour. V'Ein Lanu Kayosim Is B'Kol Tav. That Shalom Atzinu is such a idea that the woman's going to be Asura at that hour every single day of her life. That seems to be what the Baal Mor understood in the Raivid, that the Raivid is coming to be Machmir. And the Chavis Das has a different understanding of the Raivid, whereby the Raivid is actually coming with a relative kula. The Chavis Das in the Be'urim, Sifkat and Aleph, in kama vest l'shos. What does that mean? Perish kigon she'rasa kama pa'amim b'yamim she'ein an shavim. So she sees a few times at an irregular interval. Kigon aleph b'nisan v'dalet ir v'chasina. So there's no kvias. Da'adin she'choshashes l'acharon she'behen. Da'haynu l'ches tabuz ona shleima. Kimo she'choshashes l'vest she'ein o kavua. So the din is that if you don't have a vest kavua, then you're choshesh for the last day of Ariya, as a vest sheino kavua. So if the last time she saw dam is ches sivan, so she has to be choshesh for ches tamuz as a vest achodesh sheino kavua. Okay. The alzeh kosev b'chaber, the im b'chol pam sherasa v'yamim elu, rasa tamid b'sha achas, if whenever a woman sees dam on these days, where she doesn't have a vest kavua, she only sees during a specific hour. Kigom b'shavav me'ayom. Does ena chosheshe sechas tam is rak b'shavav v'lo onash lema. The Raivin, the Mechaber, is coming to tell you a kula, that the default is that for any vest she'ena kavua, you have to be choshesh for that entire ona. So you have a vest chodesh ena kavua, you have to be choshesh for the entire ona corresponding to the last three. If you have a vest aplaga she'ena kavua, You have to be choshish for the entire ono corresponding to the last riyah. But let's say the woman always sees dam at a certain hour of the day. So as the vest in a kavu, you only have to be choshish during that ona for that hour. So that's the case where the right, that's how we understood the mechaber, that's how we would have understood the Raivid in the second Micah. That according to the Raivid, the machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Huda, is only if you have a hybrid of the yamim and shavs. But if there's no ves kavua liyamim, you have a ves she'enu kavua liyamim, but you do have a kviyas of shavs, so then you could be mekel only to be choshish for that shasa vest during the vest. The vest and a kavua. Yeah.
Can you, like, in Shulchan Aruch it says that you can make all that a bdika, like, in the past, the show is 25, so would you extend that, the rabbi would even be saying that, if you have the show, so you can be making it now a fire bdika?
Isn't the Afila of Lobedika going on the Akiras vest? That is Nekar B'Sha'achas, and you don't need a Bedika to corroborate that Akira. I'm sure that means that you wouldn't need a Bedika during that. During that onus of again, we're talking about a vesh. According to this, we're talking about a vesh and a kavu, and a vesh and a kavu, you never need a vedika. But I think that's going on the akivas of not on the vedika. So according to the Baal HaMor, the Ravid is coming with a phenomenal chumrah, and according to the Chavos Das, the Ravid has a kula. The Bali Yashulka in Hirin Sivkatan Laman Aleph quotes from the Hafla that the Hafla understood the Mechaber differently, not like the Chavos Das. And the Hafla understood that we're talking about a case where a woman has a vest, La Haflaga. At a haflaga of a set number of hours. They're talking about where a woman establishes a haflaga, that's kavua, we're talking about a best kavua, and that haflaga is at a pattern of interval hours. So the haflaga between the riyas is always down to the exact hour. So in that case, the woman only has to be chosheshes for that hour of the vest during that vest haflaga, and not for the rest of the ona. That would be a different kula than the Chavos Das. Baal HaShulchan thinks that you shouldn't be naked like any of these kulas, not like the Chavos Das and not like the Hafla, because there doesn't seem to be any consensus as to what the kavana of the mechaber is. And the Chazon Ish raises another question that Chazon Ish in Sibin Pei Hei Osayin Dalet. If we're talking about whatever the vest of shows that we're talking about is, how do we calculate shows? Are shows based on shows manios,
Your show is based on clock hours. You know, whatever the Vesta shows is, whatever a shah, whatever the relevance is, how do you calculate that hour? Is it a 60-minute hour or is it a shah's manis hour? The Chazanish isn't sure. He says that we don't have the ability to be machriya that shayla. He's noted that it's based on Shos Manios, but he says ultimately that that we can't be Machriya Lashava. Just one second. The Baal HaShulchan thinks that there's a Mashmos. Again, Chazanish says, bottom line, you can't be Machriya. He's noted to say that it's a Shos Manios. The Baal HaShulchan says there's a Mashmos for that from Tosfos on Samach Dalet on Bebeis. Mina mincha ulamala. So in that machlokas of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, in a case where the shah of the expected vest is at 6 hours in the day, and then that passes, Tabiosi is matir min amincha lamala. Rashi says, sof sheish, shemiyaz notin sali erev. The Tosafot discusses the sof sheish, tefila zayin, amila gabi vest nami asur, ayapasi shah shviyas. The Tosafot is talking in terms of Shos Manios. Maybe there's indication from Tosafot that the Shah of record in this context is Shos Manios. But bottom line, it's rare to have a case where this would be Lamaisa according to any of the understandings of Achronim within the Pesach and Mechaber. So if it ever comes up, it'll be a good shear. Yeah. Is there a question? Okay. Okay, next is the halacha of vest haflaga ledilug and a vest hachodesh ledilug. So this is based on, or this is the Gemara on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and this is Sifhei and Sif Zayin in our Siman. The Gemara says on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Inmar, Rasa Yom Chamisha Asar Lechodesh Zeh. The woman sees on Tesvav Nisan. The Yom Tesayin, well, I'm already, I said Tesayin Nisan, that's already taking a stand in Machlokas Yishonim here. But we'll go with that because that's the role of Yishonim. Rasa Yom Kavisha Salachodisan. So woman sees Tesvav Nisan. The Yom Tesayin Lachodisan and then Tesayin Ir. The Yom Shabbat Salachodisan and she sees on Yud Zayin Thomas. Rav Amar Kava Lavest Lidiluk. Rav says she established a vest ledilug, a vest of skipping. V'shmuel omer asha tishalish bedilug. No, in order to establish a vest ledilug, you have to have an additional riyah. Tesvav Nisan, Tezayin Iyar, Yud Zayin Sivan, and Yud Ches Thomas. Gemara says, Lema Rav Shmuel v'pilux at the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Kamifli. Is this a regular kolator kulam achlokas about Chazakah that we have by Katlanis? The Gemara says, "Lo, the Kulei Alma Kirshim Galil." Now, Evan agrees in principle that you need three times to establish a Chazakah. The Halacha Bakamitli. What's the Machlokas with Rav Shmuel here? A local halacha. Rav Sarver Chamisha Sarmi Minyana. When you count up to three, the first Re'iyah, the first month, is part of the count. Bishmuel Savar came into Lab Bedilu say, no, there's no skipping yet on the 15th of the first month. Lab Minyanahu, so that's not part of the count. Okay, so what is the Nidon of the Gemara? Rashi, Tosos, right, and this is the position of Rav Rishonim, we're talking about a vest hachodesh bediluk.
Vesach Chodesh should be, you see, Tesvav, Tesvav, Tesvav. Vesach Chodesh B'dilug is, you see, Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudayin. So it's a hybrid of a Vesach Chodesh and a Haflaga of sorts. Rashi writes, Kavel Aves L'dilug. And then, Vasur L'yom Yud Ches L'chodesh Revi, L'yom Yud Tesva Chodesh Chamishi V'chein L'olam. So if you establish a Vesach Chodesh of Dilug, so you saw Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudayin, or according to Shmuel, Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudayin, Yud Ches in four consecutive months, then you're also the subsequent months at the same pattern. The way that's what Rashi seems to say in a line. That's what Tosa says here. In the Rashi, there's a little bit of a in the Ramban. There's a little bit of a background. How do you get to that calculation? So the Rashi writes in the Chidushim here. Ikala Meidak. What's the case of the Gemara? What's the case of this machlokas Rav Shmuel of Tesvav Tesayin Yudayin? Iba Chadashim Kulan Malayim Ein Kandilug El Haflaga Shabbos Milamid Beis Lamid Beis. So if we're talking about 3 months in a row that are all Malay, which we don't have in our calendar, except for if Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev are all Malay, which can happen on occasion. Right? No. Cheshvan was never Malay. Cheshvan was never Malay. Think about it. Right. So you can't have this in our calendar, but if we're talking about when we're in Kaddish, Alpi Re'iyah, so you see Tesvav, Tesayin, Yudzayin in Malay months. So that's a regular Vesta Floga that you're seeing at 32-day intervals. So that you don't that can't be the topic of the Gemara. Viva Chadashim Kisidran, Echad Malay V'Echad Chaser. And if we're talking about months, like our months, where there's a summer Malay, summer Chaser, so there's no Haflaga, Ein Kan Diluk Shaveh. But then there's no even interval, Tesad. Horatio Steele, Liras Batesva Benisa, and Shum Malay, the Chaz Varasa Batezayim Be'er, so that's a haflag of 32 days. And then if you see on Yuzayim Sivan, that's a haflag of 31 days. So there's no consistent pattern here of haflaga. Lefika Perish Arrived, Kishem Sha'isha Kavas Ves La Haflaga Shavos, Kafi Kavas Ves Bimea Chodesh. So you can have a vest of Chodesh even though it's not based on even aflagos. The Hilkach, Zusha Dilva, Kavin She'ein B'riyasad, Sada Shava, Lo B'diluk Shava, V'lo V'aflagos Shavos, Omrim L'nei Chodesh Yikavas, V'lo V'ashva, Lo B'diluk. So here we're talking about a hybrid where we assume there is some level of predictability or a pattern created by a combination of Vesach Chodesh and the Diluk, meaning it's not a regular Haflaga because it's not an even Haflaga. It's not a regular Vesach Chodesh because it's not the same day of the month. But it's a Vesach Chodesh plus what? So having that kind of a pattern, to the extent that we'll talk about next time, how could you have a Vesta Chodesh to begin with? What's the predictiveness based on, if it's all based on Kiddush HaPiriyah? But to the extent that that exists, so just like you'd have a Vesta Chodesh, you'd have a Vesta Chodesh plus one. So that is the Nidon of the Gemara here of a Vesta HaChodesh B'diluk. So Rav Shmuel agree, Rav Shmuel agree that b'chol Torah kula, in order to establish a chazaka, you need three instances. The machlokas here is about a local issue in this vest hachodesh l'dilug. How do we calculate? How do we get to three? So to that, the Rashi explains uplotsa deravish Shmuel bedalga. The Ramban is the same language. Uplotsa deravish Shmuel bedalga. Hainu derav savar kevan shizuli meach chodesh he kovas afarishona monila. So Rav says, since this vest is predicated on yemeach chodesh, So then, just like by Avesa Chodesh, you count the first instance towards that Kvias. So the same thing over here as well. You count the first day as significance towards that Kvias. After you show them Mornula, Shrei Avesa B'yom Yadua Min Chodesh, U'Ki'ilu Rasa Gimel Pa'amim B'Tesva B'Chodesh, Shivade Kavas Gimel Pa'amim, B'Avzu Kavas K'Mitkilasa L'Dilu Kivna. So just like Avesa Chodesh, all you need are three instances. So here too, it's not a Vesa Chodesh alone, it's a Vesa Chodesh with the additional Dilu component, but there's significance to the Yom HaChodesh in establishing the pattern here. So we treat it in that sense like a Vesa Chodesh, that all you need are three instances. The Shmuel Savar, Im HaShotza, in Hishvasal, Imei HaChodesh, Mon Lesser Yishonet. Ava Kevin Shadoga, Tzvi Chod Gimel Dilugin. So yeah, if you have a regular Vesta Chodesh and a Chodami, all you need are three Rias. But here, it's not a Vesta Chodesh. It's a Vesta, it wouldn't be anything without the Diluk. In order to establish a Diluk, like, just like to establish any Afloga, you need three intervals spanning four Rias. So that's how the Rashi explains in Machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel. Do you need three instances or four instances in order to create the tefillas. Okay. The halacha, so the Ramban has a different understanding of this Gemara, which I don't think we're going to have time to get to today. But we'll never come back to that tomorrow. The halacha, the machlokas we've shown him, how do we pass it here? Do we pass it like Rav or Shmuel? By a vesa chodesh to the dilu, do you need three riyas or four riyas? So the Raya paskins like Rav, the Raman paskins like Shmuel. And a Shulchan Aruch, we, in essence, have 2 days. The Mechaber in Siv Zayin, so the Mechaber in Siv Vav talks about the din of a vest haflaga bedilog, and Siv Zayin is a vest hachodesh bedilog. So according to most Rishonim, the Nidon on Samach Dalet is a vest hachodesh bedilog, that's Siv Zayin, and the din of a vest haflaga bedilog is yotze from vest hachodesh bedilog, just like you can have a vest hachodesh ledilug, where you see on tezvav 1 month, tezayin the next month, tezayin the next month, so too can you have a vest haflaga ledilug, where you see at intervals of 20 days, 21 days, 22 days. But the principle seems to be the same. We'll have to come back to a vest haflaga ledilug next time. But as far as vest hachodesh ledilug, the Mechaber writes in Siv Zayin, Kesa kovas bimei hachodesh ledilug, kigon Sherasa b'tesva b'nisan b'tesayin b'iyar b'yedayin b'sivan 3 times. Lo kava vest achetire b'yudches tamuz. So in order to create a kvias, you have to have 4 ri'yos with 3 intervals. She'ein ri'yo rishonim mitzarefes kevin she'ein haflago shalos. Okay. V'yesh omrim Sha'afa pi shalo rasa ela b'tesvav v'nisan tesayim v'yir yizayim v'sivan kava ves v'choshashes liyuches v'tamuz v'yates v'av v'chayim l'olam. So he quotes this as a yesh omrim v'yesh lochosh l'divreyem u'lahachmir, that you have to be choshesh l'ahachmir, that you could create a ves kavua even with 3 re'iyos like Rav. And Sif Hei, in the context of a Vest HaFlog L'Dilug, there the Mechaber just writes that if you have 3 Re'ios with 2 HaFlogos, that creates a Vest HaFlog L'Dilug. But there he doesn't quote 2 days, so he doesn't say Zion. So the Shach writes, here in both Sukkotan Ches and Sukkotan Yud Tes that that should be transferable. The two dais in Sif Zayin should transfer back to Sif Hei as well. I think we'll stop here and then finish up a little bit more about Avesta Flaga B'dilug, Avesta Chodesh B'dilug next time. Then go on to talk about Avesta Chodesh, which is Sivav, and try to continue through the Semen. So on Thursday, it looks like we'll just be on Zoom, 3 o'clock on Thursday. And